God bless you in Jesus' name. Aha, this is another wonderful day, and this is the first day of the month of June, year 2021. Beloved, I want you to begin to appreciate the King of Kings and worship His name for giving us the grace, giving us the opportunity and the privilege to see this very particular month. Bless His name and worship Him. Bless His name and adore Him. Bless His name and lift Him up. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul. And worship His holy name. Appreciate Him and bless His name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. This program always comes up like this within the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. God has been using this prophetic decree to release many, many people from different bondages. Many have been having testimony as a result of the prayers. And I pray that you will have the next testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life that every yoke of darkness upon your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall promote your destiny. God shall lift you up. This month of June shall favor you. This month of June shall be your month of celebration. This month of June shall be your month of multiple testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The finger of heaven shall be released upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every good thing stolen from your hand shall be restored in sevenfold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this month of June, your garment of celebration shall be released. Your shoe of dancing shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Beloved, God is about to do great things. God is about to work wonders, and He's going to start with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Pray this prayer with the spirit of enough is enough. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every stranger hiding in my foundation to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger hiding in my foundation to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger hiding in my foundation to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger hiding in my foundation to torment me. In Jesus' name we pray. Every covenant meeting, someone against my life, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting, someone against my life, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting, someone against my life, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, I withdraw my name and the name of all my family members from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name and the name of every member of my family from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name and the name of every member of my family from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name and the name of every member of my family from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name and the name of every member of my family from the control of evil altar in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every dream of untimely death, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Every dream of untimely death, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Every dream of untimely death, you will not prosper. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, arrow fire into my head. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my head. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my head. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers that vow to disgrace me by force, in the name of Jesus, powers that vow to disgrace me by force. There, in the name of Jesus, powers that vow to disgrace me by force. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Our beloved, I want to thank the Lord for another beautiful day. And this is another beautiful month. I want to appreciate the Lord for this wonderful privilege the Lord has given unto us. And I know that God is going to do more wonders in our lives as we step into this month of June, the sixth month of the year. The Lord will use this month to be a month of greater testimony in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bless everyone that is listening to me now. The Almighty God will lay hands upon your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to let you know that God is about to do wonders in your life. And God is going to do greater things in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be talking on deep secret you must know. Deep secret you must know. As a person, there are things you must know. If you want to have victory, there are things you must know. If you want to understand what is drawing you backward, there are things you must know. If you have prayed, and fast, and you never got a solution, there are things you must know. If you have been going from one mountain to another, going from one place, a prayer meeting to one prayer meeting, and things are not moving faster, there are things you must know. If the more you pray, the more you have been attacked, there are things you must know. If you have waited for a breakthrough and you couldn't get your hand, there are things you must know. If you have been looking for a partner, somebody to get married to, and now nobody is calling you today, calling you again, there are things you must know. You are looking for the fruit of the womb, and it's now 10 years, 15 years, and you couldn't get anything, there are things you must know. There are deep secrets you must know. The Bible says, He revealed deep and secret things. He knows what is in the dark, for the light shineth in Him. That is Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. And the Bible says that God revealed that secret to His servant, the prophet. No, every secret is known by God. God is the custodian of secrets. God understands everything that is in secret. And he can open all those things in the secret. He can open it unto us. Do you know that what went wrong on the day when you were born can be revealed back to you? There are deep secrets you must know. And God is going to expose those secrets to you in the name of Jesus Christ. What are these deep secrets? Number one, I'm going to give you about 21 of them. Deep secrets you must know. Let's see whether you can go through some of them today. Number one is the secret about the way you were born. Secret about the way you were born. Many of you will need to ask your parents, how was I conceived? How was I conceived? I think the first secret is the secret of the way you were conceived. Let's start it from that way. Secret of the way you were conceived. You need to ask your parents. You need to ask your mother, how was I conceived? Your mother will be able to tell you some of the deep secrets in the foundation of your life that is even responsible to the battle you are facing now. Do you know that many people, they have been conceived through some other means that is not normal? Do you know people? Do you know we have some people who are conceived by the spirit husband? See, spirit husband slept with the mother and they conceived him. Do you know that many other people were conceived through some concussion, the charm they've taken from one herbalist or the other? And this become a battle the child is facing now. This become the struggle of that very child as he grows. And this is where we are going. You need to ask your mother, or you need to pray about it. If you don't have a mother again, you can pray. All what you need to do is to pray like this. Say, Father, my Father and my God, show me the secret of how I was conceived. When you pray that prayer for about 30 minutes in 7 days, very deep secret will be made to you. Do you know some were conceived by a particular spirit behind an idol in a place? They lie the mother down by the idol. And then before you know, the spirit behind the idol came and overshadowed that woman. And that become the conception. Beloved, we need to understand this mystery. The deep mystery that you need to know is the mystery of how you were conceived. Number two is the mystery of what happened to you when you were in the womb. Mystery of what happened to you when you were in the womb. Most of the time I ask women where they come. when they bring their children, I say, what happened to you in the dream? Can you remember the dream you have when you are when you conceive this lady? Do you remember the dream you have when this lady is your womb? Do you remember the dream you have when this man is your womb? Aha! What happened to you in the womb is a deep secret you must know. And I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord gave a warning to Mrs. Manuel. Mrs. Manuel, the heaven is bringing a son, is bringing a person that will liberate the people of Israel from the grip of Philistine. We are bringing this son into your womb. Listen to me very well. You must not drink any hot drink. You must not eat this. You must not eat that. Why is the angel begging Mrs. Manuel not to eat all this food, all this drink? Why? Because despite that God is creating something from heaven, despite that God has ordained something to become something, to become somebody on earth, there is possibility that whatever happened to him in the dream, it can alter that destiny. Whatever happened to him in the dream, it can alter his destiny. So, the angel of the Lord begged Mrs. Manuel, you must not eat this, you must not eat this, because this child is a Nazarene. So you can see that even the destiny of that child still depends on what happened to that child in the womb. We need to pray this prayer now. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every foundational power arresting my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every foundational power arresting my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every foundational power arresting my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the secret I need to know about what went wrong when I was in the womb, be exposed by fire. The secret I need to know about what went wrong when I was in the womb, be exposed by fire. Be exposed by fire. Be exposed by fire. Be exposed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the mystery of foundational covenant attacking my star. In the name of Jesus, the mystery of foundational covenant attacking my star. In the name of Jesus, the mystery of foundational covenant attacking my star. In Jesus' name, pray. Open your mouth and pray this one. Say, strong man in my foundation, standing between me and the next level of my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man in my foundation, standing between me and the next level of my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man in my foundation, standing between me and the next level of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I pray that God will open your eyes. He will show you deep, deep secret in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your oil if you have your oil there. If you don't have, bring out your water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the oil in the hand of your children shall be anointed by fire and power. The water shall be anointed, and the water shall carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall flow into that water and that oil, and it shall become an instrument that breaks yoke, instrument that destroys foundational bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button. Lay your hand upon your belly button and shout this prayer louder. Foundational bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Lay hand upon your chest and say the same prayer. Foundational bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your head. Aha. You open your mouth and say the same prayer. Foundational bondage. Aha. Arresting my progress in life. Break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage. Arresting my progress in life. Break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage. Arresting my progress in life. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and say this one loud and clear. Every yoke of poverty in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of poverty in my foundation, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs and say, you my legs, get out from the cauldron of witchcraft In the name of Jesus, heal my legs. Get out from the corner of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, heal my legs. Get out from the corner of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, heal my leg. Get out from the corner of witchcraft. In Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, you must listen very well to this section that I've started today on deep secret you must know, because this will reveal to you why life has been stagnant. This will reveal to you why you have strange and wild dreams. This will reveal to you why you are seeing yourself in a particular location every day in your dream. This will reveal to you why sometimes you fight an albino in your dream. This will reveal to you why sometimes a mad person will pursue you in the dream. This will reveal to you why sometimes you see yourself in your father's house constantly. You must open your ear very well as we go through this series. I pray God will help you in Jesus' name. I will continue from where I stopped by this time tomorrow. The Lord will use this program to liberate every one of us from every hidden bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring out your prayer request. I pray that this request shall be answered. Heaven shall answer this request by fire. There shall be testimony. There shall be signs and wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I prophesy to the life of that fellow. You have been passing through one situation, and it's like you are even tired. May the Lord deliver you from the bondage of that evil reputation of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. That circular problem shall be broken. Aha. That arrow fired against you in the dream shall go back to the sender. Power attacking in the dream shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will visit you. As we are waiting for the fruit of the womb, the Lord will bless you with twins and bless you with triplets. As you are waiting unto the Lord to bless your business, the Almighty God will enlarge your business and enlarge your cause. As you are waiting on the Lord that it will answer you that this year you should get married, the Lord will give you marital settlement this year. Beloved, I pray for that sister. Every yoke of darkness against your children shall be broken. Power laying evil hand upon your children, that power shall be destroyed. Every property you need to sell, and there's embargo on them, may the embargo be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All that you have lost to the enemy shall be regained in sevenfold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. You may need to anoint, your room where you are staying now. Anoint that room and decree very well. Anoint the room and decree very well. If you are still in three rooms, you can anoint all the three rooms. If you cannot do it this middle night, you can do it tomorrow. Just anoint all the rooms. Read Psalm 91 and decree like this. When you anoint the first room and you read Psalm 91, you will decree like this. You will say, every negative energy residing in this room with me, catch fire. Every negative energy residing in this room with me, catch fire. Read Psalm 91 in first room, second room, third room, and say the same thing. Yeah, go to the kitchen, do the same thing, and the Lord will give you victory. Yeah, we are going to celebrate with you, and the glory of God will cover you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, in case you want to pass across to us some information, just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextap Town. I fellowship at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Fextap Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akira. God bless you.